MC3 Show.
Welcome to the AC Green Show podcast. You know already this is Critical Thinking Space. If you like thought-provoking conversation and information, you're going to love it today. It's a good one. You know I'm pro-black, but that does not mean I'm anti-anything or anyone else necessarily. All right, let's get into it. Political strategy defund. The Democrats and Republicans going head up in November. They're looking to put either Joe Biden or Donald Trump in the White House. Donald Trump has already said that he is not going to defund the police no matter what. Whatever he has to do, he's going to do it to make sure that the police don't get defunded. The Democrats and Joe Biden are saying the very same thing. Only one problem. The Democrats have as a wild card younger voters who they really would want to bring into the fold. They're out there, they're protesting
the killing of George Floyd, you know,
but now they're asking to defund the police. However powerful that message is, and I'm not even going to tell you that I am not in favor of them defunding the police. I'm in favor in many cases of them tearing down these systems that have these unions allowing these police officers to run roughshod and rogue in these communities. Absolutely. But politically, does it make sense for the Democrats to tie in with them? In my opinion, absolutely not. Guess what? If the Democrats tie in with this defund program, they are going to lose miserably. As a matter of fact, if the Democrats tie in any way to defund, they are going to get excoriated by Donald Trump in November. Why? Because if you look at all of those who are regular voters, they are on average age, maybe around 50 years old, white and black. You know, younger voters don't really vote as much. Now, that's not to say that this year they won't vote a whole lot. They may. I think the energy is there for the young voter to vote a whole lot. It's a problem, though, if you talk about defunding. And is the Democratic Party willing to risk the established voter that's around 55 years old for the chance that the young voter is going to vote? If they use those words, defund the police, that older voter who is a regular voter who is counting on public safety, you got to understand this. In every national and local election, public safety is always on the ballot, keeping the streets safe. You cannot tell an older voter or older black voter, especially, that I cannot go to the grocery store, that I cannot sit in my home and be safe and feel safe. And when you say defund the police, you're telling them that they cannot go to the grocery store and be safe. They cannot go to church and be safe. They cannot be in their home and be safe. So the Democrats and Joe Biden have run away from the defund conversation. But they still have that voter there, that young, aggressive voter, that passionate voter that's upset because of the killing of George Floyd. So what are they to do? They've already said, listen, we can defund. So the Democrats are on the same page with the Republicans on this one. They are talking against defunding. But the young voter, they're not, or potential voter, they're not hearing that. They told the mayor of Minneapolis, Minnesota, hey, listen, get the hell out of here. If you're not talking about abolishing, so they're even talking about abolishing in Minneapolis. If they told that young mayor, if you're not talking about abolishing the police, we don't want to talk to you and look for us to defeat you in the next election. So the Democrats are very nervous. They're very, very, very scared. Even though nationally they have run away from the defund the police concept, and most mayors have around the country, New York, they're running away from it, but they know they have a problem. Because these marches and these rallies and these protesters won't stop, even though in some ways they ignited them because they've been wrapping themselves around them. You know, Reverend Al Sharpton, who is one of the spokespeople for the Democratic Party, of course, some aspects of this whole thing they're using to kind of push the narrative towards the November elections. So they need these protesters, but the protesters are now saying defund the police. That is going to prove to be a third rail for the Democratic Party come November. If they keep that up, if they don't clarify that message, because to an older voter, they cannot tell that when you say defund the police, they cannot tell that you're not saying abolish the police, which they're not saying abolish the police. But to the older voter, they just hear defund the police. They hear I'm scared. So this is a sticky wicket, as they say, for the Democratic Party. Most people like a straight ahead message. So Donald Trump is being declarative and saying, hey, don't worry, I'm not going to defund the police. The Democrats got to get ahead of this. They have to really, number one, they have to have many conversations with the leaders of these protest movements and Black Lives Matter to get on the same page, because they cannot leave the narrative of defund, which to the older established voter means no safety. So either Black Lives Matter, if they want Trump not to win, either Black Lives Matter has to go get millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions more young voters to make up the difference for what they'll lose in the older voter with a defund message, or they'll have to move away from the defund message. And the Democratic Party has to either go get a whole lot of young voters or a whole lot of new voters into the fold if they want to go the other way and say that we are going to do some version of defunding, because any version of defunding is going to be a talking point that is going to win for the Republican Party. I want you to look at the average voter out here. I want you to think about it. Go call grandma, auntie, and them that's 50 years old or in and around that age. Ask them what they think about the notion of defunding the police, and you'll get your answer. This is going to be an interesting November election. Defund the police cannot be on the ballot if the Democrats want to win that election. If you don't want to hand this election to Donald Trump, establish a clear message and get rid of the defund the police. Now, that's political, but personally, I think they need to tear it all the way down and then build it all the way back up, because I think it's rotten to the core. And I'm AC Green. Go to my website, The AC Green Show, and check out all the stuff I have, the YouTube show, and I have a lot of stuff coming up, too. Check out the radio shows, of course. All right. I want you to do what I tell you to do every single day, and I pray you're doing it. Yeah, you know. Be well.